changes are coming. Do you feel it? Uh-oh, some of you may be getting nervous at even the thought of change. Just the mention of the word makes you sweat. I like to think I'm a flexible person and a go-with-the-flow personality. I try to live my life with arms out and hands open and up, meaning I'm not in control. In all honesty, there are moments and seasons I'm a bit more clenched fist and have to pry my fingers open as I remember where my hope comes from, and I trust God in all things. We can look around and see the seasons are changing. We are winding down the final days of summer, and the official first day of fall is actually less than a week away. Pumpkin spice is already filling the air, as well as our coffee, and the temperature will gradually get a little cooler as the leaves begin to fall. I love it. I really do. But sometimes change seems to come way too soon. We know it's coming, but we just aren't quite ready for it yet. It's like this tree I saw not long ago. It was green with tips of golden, orange, and yellow. I had to stop and take a picture because it was so pretty and felt and looked like fall had arrived. But the thing is, I took that picture the first week of August. That's practically July. It was still very much summer, but somehow this tree didn't get the memo and was changing too soon. It just felt all wrong. Isn't that like change? It comes whether we like it or not. We are creatures of habit. We get comfortable and like things the way they are. We don't like it when friends move away or the unexpected layoff comes. We are never ready to lose a loved one. And when our babies are born, people tell us not to blink, but the years fly by and we know it's inevitable that one day they will stretch their wings and fly. But still, change don't come easy, as they say. It's easy to feel a little lost and overwhelmed when faced with change or new seasons that sometimes come a little sooner than expected. I started digging in the Word, looking for scripture that has to do with change and how God guides us and comforts us through it. In Isaiah 43, God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. I'm making a way in the wilderness." So that's exciting because change does lead to something new. Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds me daily that I can trust the Lord with everything, and as I look to Him, He will guide me. That brings me great comfort in a season of change or transition. In Deuteronomy 31:8, I cling to the promises that the Lord goes before me and will be with me. He will never leave me, and I don't have to be afraid or discouraged when I feel a bit shaken. So I'm reading through all this scripture, all the encouragement and truth we can glean from in and out of every season of change. And as I am, this is the one that hit my heart. Malachi 3:6, "I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed." Things in this world will change often. Yet here, the Lord reminds Israel, even in the midst of their disobedience, that He does not change. He is faithful and remains true to His covenant promises. That's great news for us. In the midst of the unknown of life and our lack of really controlling much of any of it, I can have peace in the midst of change, transition, and new seasons because I know my God never changes. He holds it all. He was and is to come. That's the truth. Change is going to come. Sometimes we're ready for it and other times we're not. But no matter what, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for you is steady. Remember that as the leaves begin to fall. I'm Lori Klein.